Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim. Questions without notice. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.
Modric! Oh,
that is the mark of the year. I'll say now, no one will beat that. That's the biggest leap since Chilla Porter ran second in the 56 Olympic Games.
Good kick. Oh,
Liam Ryan saying, kick it my way, I want to jump over the pack, and here he comes! Oh, Ryan! Wow! What about that?
Vince buys some territory, and Jeremy Howe does what Howe does!
It's just set up for Howe, though, isn't it? Here's that first one, that's just an incredible leap.
Well, that's Mark Lee.
Hang on a minute. That's a bit of wisp at the end there, of icing on the cake.
I don't think so.
That was the wisp.
I didn't recognise any of
Whispers.
That.
Whispers. Is that why that was inserted?
Ian Robertson. They were 2 years apart, those calls. And he said, that is Mark. That is Mark of the year. That was McAvaney. I think I might have been calling it. And Bruce, he wouldn't have been unhappy about the fact that Robbo came in over the top there. And gave it a special comment.
Question without notice. Thanks to Signet. Power every moment with the Signet Power Bank. Would he have been unhappy about it?
No, I don't think so. Hey,
well, Jesse texted in to say the best commentary of a mark was Brian Taylor calling Flying Ryan from West Coast over Max Gawn. He saw it coming a mile away. And you're dead right, Jesse. He did. It was beautifully called by Brian.
I think Mike Williamson's call of Jezza over Jerker in that grand final is probably still one of the great calls.
Your beauty.
Your beauty.
And quarters. Leo Barry, you star, deserves some credit. And it
very nice. Very nice in the moment. Very, very nice in the moment. Now, there is a metaphor for life that is do you take the well-worn track or do you create your own? What do you think?
What's my philosophy?
Yeah, do you take the well-worn track in life or do you create your own?
You've got to create your own.
Well, I did this. I tried to do this walking up from the beach at the weekend, and I found myself
some thorns.
I found myself trying to create a new track, but I also found myself in the blackberry thorns, and I just ripped myself apart. So
what's all those scratches, I didn't want to ask first thing when we arrived.
So I'm having an about face on all this. I think you take the well-worn track in life.
You don't try
and create your own.
Well, maybe literally you do. Figuratively speaking, you create your own path. I want to ask you a question without notice. Should the sub rule finally be scrapped? Now, Brad Scott says yes. Sam Mitchell says yes. A number of coaches are saying yes. And yet we're told, Wisp, that most clubs voted to keep the four and the sub.
So what do we replace it with, though? We just add an extra interchange. Is that what they're saying?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
What does it offer us, the sub? Now that it's not a medical sub, and it's tactical, what's it offering us? Anything?
Will it ever be enough, though? Like, will we ever have enough players available to go on?
Probably not, but the sub rule's a shag on a rock at the moment, isn't
it? Okay, if you say that, then you have the sub rule. Do you then limit again? Well, you don't have the sub rule. You just have another player on the interchange. Do you then limit the number of times that you can interchange players as a result of that?
Can't we just keep it as it is?
Or would we not try and then reduce it at the same time?
No.
Okay.
No, I like it where it's at.
Okay, Brad's in Aspendale. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. I was just listening to you chatting about taking your own pathways, and I've I don't know if you've seen the video of Clary, Clayton Oliver, training privately in a looks like a backyard garage gym, but the workout he's doing, I mean, I must be a bit naive to the amount of extra work our AFL players do and away from the club.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe he's doing that because he had a little bit of time off with his operation and had a bit of a disrupted pre-season as well, Brad. I don't know whether or not you see players doing that in the season proper, that type of work.
No. Well, what we do know, Brad, is that players can come back now having missed so much footy, and Cam Guthrie was an example of it at the weekend. Modern-day training now and the methods they use.
Walsh as well.
Walsh what about coming back in
re-entry
as well?
To the game.
Exactly. So that it used to be taboo, didn't it? And it still is for some players, I guess. But the way modern training's done now, Wisp, is they come back and they look like they've hardly missed a beat.
And that's a very good call. That is a very good call. And, the science, that's okay.
Appreciate it.
The science associated with that would dictate that you are capable of doing that with all different forms of cross-training now to replicate. You know, they have all their readouts from their downloads of their GPS and stuff like that. So they know, you know, what type of interval training they need to perform to make sure that they keep their heart rate up so that it's going to be comparable to them being out there playing.
A lot of text on the high mark. Surely Rex Hunt's Yablet gets a run. Goddard in the GF. There can be no other. And Matt asks, why do we always forget about Andrew Walker? That's from Ando. Against the Bombers back in the day. Hey, Wisp, a question without notice for you. How important are the assistant coaches in the way that sides play? Now, you were on Geelong very early. How early were you on Geelong being a force again this year? I want to say round one.
I saw them during the preseason and I jumped on board then. I did, 100%.
Yep. So everyone's been saying,
I'm not trying to be a smarty
so
after the event.
So what did you see?
You can go back and listen to the tape if you like. I just liked what I saw.
Because we saw the year after they won the premiership, pre-season game at the start of 2023, they smashed Hawthorn down there and everyone said, back-to-back premiers, how far Geelong? And they didn't make the eight. So what did you see?
Well, sometimes you can see it in a pre-season. I remember when Essendon, back in 1993, when Essendon got going again, you could see it in the pre-season competition. When St Kilda got going under Grant Thomas, you could see it during the sometimes you can just see the advancement in a group of players across the board in the way they play and the way they're setting up. And they are a really accomplished team, Geelong. And we saw it again at the weekend, and we'll probably see it this weekend too. It's another test for them against Melbourne.
Amazingly efficient against the Blues. It was incredible. Like, forget getting it every time they got it inside 50. They get it on the half-back flank, and it looked like they were going to score. Their movement was amazing. Yeah. Their field kicking, the precision, the efficiency, everything. But they had a lot of coaching turnover in the off-season, or a fair bit in the assistant coaching space with
this is a very good point.
People
I know you're wanting to make
here.
And you're talking about somebody that came to the club.
We reported at the time, because they were chasing him for a long time, they got him in. And this text dropped before that reminded me. Can you please chat about the sliding doors moment of James Raleigh moving from the Crows to the Cats? Scoring power and ball movement has transferred from one club to the other. So James Raleigh last year was named the assistant coach of the year.
Yeah.
The Crows were the highest scoring team in the competition. They got their struggles this year. He goes to Geelong. Now, Geelong may have been this anyway, given the talent they've got on the list. But for all the reasons I just mentioned with their ball movement and their transition, for them to have 21 fewer entries than the Blues and really look like they were never losing that game, bar for a few freak moments at the death, how much can we sheet home to the influence of James Raleigh?
Are you saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you saying that James Raleigh is Geelong's Nathan from Ted Lasso from Richmond, eh?
Your Ted Lasso references are testing out my memory.
Well, yeah, Nath.
Yeah.
He was the property steward that became the assistant coach.
He has a name, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, Nath.
No, another
His name's Nathan.
Does he have a special nickname? Anyway, I want to spoil it for you because you haven't watched it all yet, have you?
No, I haven't seen the whole thing. I know he's headed in a different direction because Mitch spoiled it for me the other day when I was talking about it. He didn't realise I hadn't watched the whole series. But I think in answer to your question, that is very, very true. And you can plot some changes that individuals have made during the off-season and gone to other clubs and how there's been a drop off in the performance of the team they left and an improvement in the team that they've gone to. And, you know, some of the coaches, like the senior coach doesn't have to be responsible for ball movement and all these other things. Sometimes it can be implemented by somebody else. Now, I don't know the answer to this question, but I am seeing a marked improvement in Essendon's defence this season. Now, there's been some changes in the off-season. I don't know it's a result of that or not. I honestly don't know, okay? But they are defending up higher and better. Now, there's been, you know, there hasn't been that many personnel changes. There's only been one major one, and that's been Ben McKay. I'm not saying that it couldn't all be as a result of him coming to the club. So there's been a philosophical change and an implementation of a different way of defending that's been more effective.
It's the 18-man defence, not just Ben McKay. I think their full ground defending.
They've come up the ground higher than what they were previously.
They've had one poor half, haven't they?
That's right. But there's been, you know, in the past they've been, you know, pretty much a slingshot ball movement team where they haven't been able to defend the turnover. But they defend everything a lot better. Now, they're slower with their ball movement, which gives them the opportunity to actually build their defence as they go. And I think that's all part of the philosophical way they're playing now too. But you're right. Whatever happens in the off-season can have a detrimental effect on your team, or conversely, it can have a positive effect in your team.
And they went really hard for him too, Geelong. And I know the Adelaide players love James Riley for all the reasons we just mentioned. So they can be big pickups. They don't get a lot of traction in the news at the time, but they can be big pickups and big influences on a group.
And Trapdoor Hocking's not afraid to make decisions down there either.
Trapdoor Hocking?
Yeah, Trapdoor.
Okay. Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sales on now. We're in the Kogan Mobile studio.
Affectionately known as Trapdoor.
Kogan Mobile's got you covered with 120 gigs for $120 to use across 12 months. Kogan.com, click and awesome.
I just hate Geelong.
Great to have your company as well here on our SEN Breakfast. Sam Edmund sitting in for Garrity. The Whisper's up and about. He's part of the furniture here. He was going nowhere this morning and he's in good form as well. Whisper, questions that notice. Fizz dropped us a text. It follows the Cats. Best ball movement I've seen in 40 years for Geelong. Mm. It's ridiculously sharp and efficient. That's a big call given the premierships that have been won in modern times, and the way they used to play under Bomber Thompson was electric.
Fizz is a good way to describe the way they play.
They're fizzing.
But, you know, like, you could look at that and North Melbourne could say, that's the way we want to play. But you've got to have the pieces who are capable of doing that. And, you know, it works on so many different levels. Geelong have had this great ability to be able to develop players. You look at the younger, less experienced players that they've got out there at the moment. All those guys have actually done an apprenticeship at VFL level where they've spent a lot of time there. You know, Dempsey's spent a lot of time there. Close spent a lot of time there. They put Bowes back there last year as well, even though you would have thought that, you know, he was a regular senior player, but he had to go back and learn the craft of what it was that they wanted him to do and how they wanted him to perform. So you can't just you've got to cut your cloth accordingly in life, in all things. And if you don't have the cattle capable of doing what they do, you can't play like that.
So don't try to be GWS if you're not GWS.
You need talented players who can hit targets.
I'm trying to get my under-10s to play like GWS.
Well, you can try, but you're probably not going to achieve it, okay? You probably just want to be an effort coach at this stage. But they don't give the ball up. Those guys who push up the ground like Close and Myers,
the kicking's amazing.
Their kicking is great. Yeah. Like they're very good decision makers, but they're very good at executing as well. So they don't give the ball back to you, and therefore players can then run with confidence ahead of that kick, knowing that they're going to be able to maintain possession, and therefore they're creating an option. You're going to get rewarded for doing it.
And if you haven't watched the Giants or the Cats live this year, just when you get there, it does take your breath away and watch. You see Reece Stanley put his head down at centre-half back and just go as hard as he can for 100 metres.
Yeah.
And everyone just goes. It's amazing watching it in full flight and the pressure that it puts on the opposition to keep track and flood back and help out. And it happened time and time again against Carlton. They were powerless to stop it at the weekend.
Well, you're more of a soccer fan than what I am, but as it's been explained to me, the Giants, and it's very similar to the movement from one end of the field to the other.
Yeah, I think the whole game's gone
and players occupying a position, and therefore they're going to be an outlet if they prove to be the best option.
Hey, did common sense finally prevail down at AFL House last week when Josh Marnie said to the goal umpires, "All right, let's raise the threshold on calling for a review. Back yourselves in a little bit more." We had 9 score reviews. 3 games had none.
Thank goodness.
And how refreshing was that?
It probably took a week or two longer than what it needed.
Did they mistreat the umpires?
What have we missed here? I mean, they're still having them reviewed, but we're just not having the hold up in the game.
We've
that
done
we
a
once
full
did.
Circle back.
It's a better system. Yeah, like, and thank goodness we didn't wait until the end of the season to implement this and make it better. It can't have been that difficult for anybody to have arrived at that decision.
Did they get mistreated, the goal umpires?
Of course they did. Yeah, of course they did. They were left out to dry, they were.
Yeah.
And players, well, I know they're not cattle. They're not, figuratively, they're not cattle. They are human beings, and you're quite right.
Come on, gents. The Blues played without a depleted back line, but it's not even about the guys who are in the back six. It's about the 18 and the way the 18 attack and defend together. The days of just saying, oh, Mitch McGovern's not there, that's why Carlton can see.
There's a system in place.
It's a system and coping with another team's system. I mean, you could have David Dench and Bruce Dool back there. It probably wouldn't have made any difference.
Alan in Canberra, you're not listening to Geelong Radio, but they happen to be the only unbeaten side in the competition at the moment, and they are the benchmark, and they're well worth talking about.
What else? You got another question without notice there for us, Whisper?
I don't know whether we talked briefly before about the NBA and the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards post game. Do you know who Anthony Edwards is?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a superstar, a young player. I think he's only 22 years of age, right? But he was asked post game about his performance. Like, he shot the lights out. He was just fantastic, and he said they wound up their series. He said that I was going to kill everything in front of me, right? Not figuratively speaking, right? But there was no way we weren't going to win this thing if I didn't get this thing going.
Well, even their own coach was taken out.
He got cleaned up on the sidelines.
Mike Conley's
he's done his knee.
Torn patella tendon. He was in some pain.
He was. Did you see his knee buckle underneath
him? Yeah. Chris Finch took him out.
He did. And The Cam Munster stuff, he joked about his love-hate relationship with his coach, or as some of the other players say, his dad, Craig Bellamy. It's a funny relationship. I'd love to be able to get him on. I'd love the two of them to come on together one day and be able to interview both of them together about the relationship they have.
I've got a question without notice for you as we get to the break, though, and I want you to think hard about this.
Right.
When you go to the pub, as I did on a Sunday night for a feed, a classic pub, I went to Libba's Pub in Seddon, the Mona Castle.
Right.
What is your pub classic staple? What is the one that you know you can bank is reliable and is always going to be the best in the hen house?
That's
the pub
easy.
Classic. You've got one easily. Okay, easy. I've got one too. And boy, oh boy, did I love it at the weekend. The Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale's on now. The Toyota Call of the Year is back as well. There's Hilux stock available now and everywhere. Just contact your local Toyota dealer for offers. And if you've got a question without notice, just drop her in the old 40 Wings temper text inbox tray, 0433981116, because the difference is temper.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
It's been a pretty hectic Tuesday morning, so the lines are now open on the Mimosa. 1-300-736-736. Let's open her right up. Anything you like in the world of sport, whether it be here or abroad, we're working our way through questions without notice.
We are, and we'll get to your pub meal in a moment, but question without notice, Wisp, how many bottles is Gary Garrity bringing you back from Cobram Estate today? Because I can recall he came back empty-handed last year. Well, I don't know it's going to be a bottle thing. I do know that they took off from Essendon Airport this morning and they will be landing on the Yarra because they're going to have a barrel of Cobram Estate olive oil tied to each wing. So it's actually going to be able to be placed down on the Yarra. And he's effectively just going to walk straight off the Yarra.
That's Otto from Karen Downs who asked that question off the 40 Wings temper. I went, and no, to answer the question. I didn't go the famous Mona Steak Sanger, Reese in Footscray asking. That was popular on the table. I'm a sucker for the Sunday roast. And it was a beef short rib, and it just fell off the bone.
Mm.
Roast spuds were divine. The roast veggies, look, nothing, just keep it simple, stupid, is the old philosophy. And it was breathtaking. A red wine, just a nice little red wine juss over the top. Magnificent.
He knows it's not juss, by the way, so... Just cool your jets. Just cool your jets and not send a text message in. Oh no, I reckon it's like there's a danger in going for the roast because if there is nothing worse than the overcooked roast.
Yeah.
That so if you're confident
It's a bit like
in
the
establishment
stanger.
That they're going to be able to deliver the right roast.
Well, what's the riskiest? What's the riskiest one then in a pub? Because I reckon the steak sanger's up there for risky. If you get a not a very nice cut of steak,
that's true.
That's hard.
They
going,
can often it? They often go for the most grizzled steak for the steak sanger.
But if they're good,
a mixed. I love a mixed. A mixed grill. Oh, because I think you get variety in a mixed grill. So if, say, the cutlet's overcooked, then maybe the sausages are spot on, or the bit of steak is spot on, or there's a nice bit of bacon there with a little bit of gravy or whatever.
There's some risky choices there. And often the Palmer, yes, I'm saying Palmer, is the safest one, but that just felt like branching out a little bit as well. Everyone praising Geelong, says Jim, but Carlton were literally missing half their side. The Blues played unacceptably, according to their coach, especially defensively. Well, that's what we're talking about. Kicked poorly, lost by just 13 points. Yes, 13 points. Easy moving the ball when a side isn't working defensively. Geelong still gave up 105 points. Carlton will flog them next time. If Geelong couldn't beat Carlton now, they never would. The Blues beat GWS with half their side missing. A full side would be very different. They're big. They're fighting words from Jimmy.
I think there's an element of validity to what he's saying. They're going to be better when those players are coming back. But and I'm not underestimating Carlton at all. They've got another big challenge this Friday night. This game against Collingwood is a massive challenge for both those clubs.
Huge.
It's massive.
The Australian T20 squad has made news over the last 24 hours, and Goody's out in Warrigal. How you going, Goody?
Good, thanks, boys. How are you?
We're good, mate. What's on your mind specifically when it comes to the cricket?
I'm just starting to see that the 2020 World Cup squad starting to leak out through a few news outlets. Obviously, a day or two away from being released, but the mind boggles that Jake Fraser-McGurk doesn't appear to be in the 15-man spot. I just don't know why we're taking, old man Australia to the 2020 World Cup when we've got so many exciting players there ready to emerge on the international scene. And I'm not going to hold it against these guys. Yeah, Fraser McGurk's and Matt Short is a bit older, but these sorts of players, when they start turning their back on national duties and going on the money making circuit worldwide.
Yeah, so Jake Fraser McGurk, I think that story was.
Hang on, get his name right.
Jake Fraser McGurk.
Yeah, it's not McGurk. It's berserk.
Jake Fraser, well, he went berserk.
That's
did
what
you
I'm
see
saying.
Any of that?
Yeah. he has got an eye like a stinking eel, hasn't he?
He made a mess of Boomer.
Oh, he Jasper clobbers Boomer, the ball.
And all of them, to be honest. 84 from 27 balls. Geez, I deserved 100. I think he was caught on the rope in the end.
But he's seen him like a pineapple.
The story from Dan Cherney and Robert Craddock, I think, that he's been overlooked or he's set to miss out on selection for the World Cup squad.
Why wouldn't you look at him?
Why wouldn't you just take him along?
Even if you didn't have him penciled in, after what he's been able to produce, why wouldn't you have a look at him?
It's a 15-man squad, so, geez, it'd want to be a good squad.
Make it 16. What difference would it make if you made it a 16-man squad?
That's a good question. Make no difference.
Make no difference.
It'd make a difference to the budget, and that's probably about it.
Well, how much, though?
So he's never played a T20 international.
He probably pays own way.
He's played 2 1-days for Australia, and the report is that he would have to come from the clouds to actually make the squad. But, geez, if he strings another good IPL innings together, maybe they'll just have a change of heart.
I think so. Jared's in Newcastle. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Next door to perfect. What do you got for us this morning?
I just had a question. Like, you were talking about the sub rule. I think it's a good rule. I think it adds a little bit extra to the coaching tactics. I mean, you've got to decide who you pull off. If you've got a few players that aren't playing well, who are you going to put in to change up the game? Don't you guys think it adds a little bit of extra tactic to the game that the coaches have got to choose effectively to use?
But they could still do that with the extra interchange play.
Well, Sam Mitchell last night, Jared, said it would add another layer of tactics having five with the current cap in place.
Fair enough. Yeah. I have one more question about the Blues. Do you think that, I'm a massive Blues fan, do you think that we're one big defender away from having, a really solid team? It just feels like we're missing that, Murphy to Moore setup. We've got Weeders, but we don't have that second person there.
Look, it wouldn't hurt, but I don't think you're missing any pieces. I think if you have close to your best players available, I think you can beat any team in the competition.
Thanks for the call, Jared. We better get to our final break because Jared Waitley is in the house and ready to go. And why don't pubs offer mash anymore? You never see mash on the menu, do you? Mash is disappearing, as is the mixed grill. What happened to the mixed grill?
No, the mixed grill is...
They're rare sight.
Well, in the pubs that I've been to, and there hasn't been that many of them, I mean, they all do the Palmer, but the ones that... I'm pretty sure there was a mixed grill going at the Dimble pub when I was up there recently.
Okay.
What Definitely is- a Palmer. What? And they had probably the best pub gravy I have ever tasted up there.
Fair dinkum. Yeah, no. As someone says here off the text, gravy saves everything. What does Gary Lyon call Jared? Is it Geraldo?
Geraldo.
Geraldo is up next.